Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Ah, that's not the one. That's not even the right. This is the absolute drama of live radio.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I probably ought to give him that, though. That's coming to us. It's been a while. It's been a minute. He was pulled away from by other stuff. But joining us again from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman.
You know, I'm a big Boyd's Gun Stock fan, but I do appreciate the applause. It's very
yes,
nice.
Sir.
Thank you
there
very
you
much.
There you go. So, lots of stuff happened since the last time you and I spoke. Where would you like to... Now, the one thing that I really find interesting is, and you wrote about it, the ignorance that the gun control advocates have about what a gun actually is or does, and then the whole the gun violence thing, how that actually works out statistically. That is, I guess they get as much press as they do because they're the ones actually putting it out, I guess. What did you discover?
The ignorance of the anti-gunners and their stenographers and the media is an evergreen type of post. We were quoting Amy Swearer in our quote of the day on that one. But, yeah, I mean, you could write about that on basically a daily matter. And all she was doing was pointing out that, you know, they know she was one of the people who testified in the House gun violence dog and pony show a couple of weeks ago in front of Jerry Nadler and his gang. And she was just pointing out how little the gun violence, quote-unquote, advocates or the gun safety advocates actually know about firearms and the statistics around firearms in this country and the fact that guns are used anywhere from 8 to about 35 or 40 times more to prevent crimes than they are in the commission of crimes, and that... somehow that fact never gets out. You never hear that side of the equation.
Well, no. Of course not.
What are you, crazy? Yeah, that would be inconvenient, and it would be harshing the narrative to do that. We can't have that.
Anyway, I just find that interesting simply because... When you see these guys getting up there and standing up there, like Kevin DeLeon, you would think, well, and the assault clip that fires 30 rounds in a second, that kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do they really not know what they're talking about, or is this? It has to be true that they don't know what they're talking about, but they get out there so vehemently and so vociferously, and yes, I know what both of those mean, and they proclaim their case like it is absolutely 100% fact.
Right. I think they exaggerate at times just for effect, but I think at the core of it, they truly don't know what they're talking about. They really don't know a foregrip from a pistol grip, from a stock, from a thing that folds up. They have no idea how a gun is made. And we saw an interesting result of that this week in a CNN story, which I must commend CNN for getting the facts on this right. When you don't know what you're talking about and you don't know what you're legislating about, you end up creating laws that don't really do what you intend them to do. They have unintended consequences. And CNN wrote a story about a prosecution of a man in Los Angeles who was making 80% lowers and allegedly selling full firearms to prohibited people and that type of thing. But this man, his name was Roe, did a smart thing. He hired a good lawyer, a man named Nicolaysen, who I actually talked to today for about a half an hour. And Mr. Nicolaysen actually read the statute of what defines a firearm. And I'm sure you know, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, that on an AR rifle, the part that is considered by the ATF to be an actual firearm is the lower. And all that thing really is a shell. It's a metal shell, and, you know, it can't fire anything at all. But there is a specific definition in law of what constitutes a firearm. And if you read that, a lower does not qualify. There's a definition of a receiver. And in most guns have a monolithic receiver, and the definition of applies. But an AR has a split receiver. It's got a lower and it's got an upper.
Right.
And neither part qualifies, if you read the law, as a firearm. And the attorney, Nicolaysen, brought in a 25-year ATF vet to testify as an expert witness, and he talked long and hard and convinced the judge, because this was a bench trial, that he was actually right and that there's nothing about an AR lower that is illegal. So when the judge issued a preliminary order after deliberating for a year, that freaked out the ATF, because if you've got a case decided says the lower on an AR is not a firearm, that means no part of an AR is a firearm. And that means anybody can make a lower or an upper or anything else, just like they're doing all the other parts. The lower can be, it's going to be a part just like anything else that anybody can make. And anybody can mail to anybody, anywhere, without a background check and no serial number.
They had to shut that one down, didn't they?
They sure did. So what they did was they arranged a plea deal, which basically makes Mr. Roe promise to be a good dude for a year. And if he does, the whole thing's wiped clean. And there's no record of the case, and he doesn't have a criminal record, and there's no case law that says a lower isn't a firearm. And this apparently wasn't even the first time this had happened. There had been another case in Northern California about 2 or 3 years ago where the attorney had argued the same thing. And that case was killed too, because the ATF cannot have that as case law. However, now it's happened twice. And this one was publicized first by CNN, and then by us, and this is one of the most popular stories, one of the most read stories we've written in a while, went up on the weekend on Saturday, and it just had a couple hundred thousand page views. It's gotten all over the place, and other people have written about it, too.
I tell you what, tell us about this when we get back. We're coming up on the break. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where all of this, he's discussing, I mean, I pulled this straight off the front page, and you can find it there. Back going to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, I had to interrupt him because he was talking about all of these hits they've been getting as they've been writing about it. Somebody else been writing. Where did I interrupt you at, sir?
Well, just talking about the fact that the ATF has known for years that their interpretation of the law, which says that an AR-15 lower is officially a firearm, and that's the serialized part, and that's the part you need to have a background check in order to buy, is bogus. And it's been bogus since forever. What was it, 19... Eight, was that 86 or is that 68? I'm not sure which one required
that. Gun Control Act was 68, and 1986 was the Hughes Amendment.
Right, exactly. Machine guns. So, anyway, it's been for a long time. And there's an aspect of federal law called Chevron deference. And under Chevron deference, federal courts give federal agencies, like the ATF, wide latitude in interpreting the laws that Congress writes. These laws are usually arcane. Lots of times they're poorly written. So these agencies interpret them and enforce them. And as long as they do that kind of on a reasonable man basis that's arguable, under Chevron deference, federal courts let the agencies do their thing. However, there are limits. And when what an agency does, like the ATF, in arbitrarily defining an AR lower as a firearm, when that is so much in contrast to the actual wording of the law underneath it that anybody can read, it's basically a one-sentence definition, they can't overlook it. And Chevron deference goes out the window. And that's pretty much what this judge decided. And like I said, we had 225,000 hits on this post in the last 3 days. And that's just CNN did it. Attorneys all over the country are going to read about this. And the next time somebody is charged with selling AR-15 lowers or something like that, and I'm sure there are other people that have been convicted of it already, there are going to be attorneys who are going to be challenging this. And at some point, a case like that is going to be decided and it's going to become case law. I don't know that the ATF can kill all these and prevail on prosecutors to plea these things out so that there's no standing case law on the matter.
Isn't it interesting that they would kill an investigation? So a regulation, I would not normally think, do law enforcement agencies normally have a dog in that fight where they're out there? Well, you know, this might attack one of our sacred cows. Maybe we should just back off of this one.
It's I don't know this, but I assume it's probably quote-unquote professional courtesy. You know, when a federal agency goes to a local prosecutor and says, hey, this is going to be a huge problem, and if this becomes case law, we can't prosecute anybody for making AR-15 lowers, we're going to have people all over the country buying these things without any background checks, and it's going to be chaos. So I think a lot of DAs and prosecutors are saying, well, okay, let me see what I can work out in a way that'll keep this off the books. But again, like I said, I have a feeling as a result of this case and publication or publicization of the earlier case, a lot of attorneys are going to find this out. And the only way to really fix this is to fix the law. Legislation has to be passed to create some sort of definition of what a firearm is that's going to cover an AR-15 platform rifle.
Right.
It is in there. In fact, when that earlier case came up back in 2016, Attorney General Lynch wrote a letter to Congress informing them of this problem and say, you need to do something about it. Because she knew from what happened at that point that the law and the ATF regulation are in conflict. But apparently Congress blew that off and they never did anything. Well, here we are 3 years later and they have the problem again, and it's going to happen again. And somebody's going to challenge this sufficiently, and then all of a sudden they're going to pass a law. And who knows? This may not even be a good thing. They may pass something that's more restrictive than we have now. Maybe they'll say the combination of an AR, of a lower and an upper, is a receiver, and they have to stay together, and they have to be serialized. The like, I don't know. Who knows what they'll do? But again, this all goes back to people writing laws about things they don't understand, and then giving these alphabet agencies the power to wave their magic regulatory wands and enforce them as they like.
What a world, huh? What a world. Where they, exactly. And you know, I hear what you're saying about, well, they have to be, wouldn't that be sort of going beyond their purview if they got out there and said, well, if you're going to have these things, this is the way you have to make them.
You know, I don't know. I would think that would be subject to a lawsuit, potentially. Who knows? I'm not an attorney. I don't know, understand the law enough to know whether, how much they can regulate, you know, what constitute, you know, saying that you're going to have to make the lower and the upper together, and they'd have to have the same serial number. Of course, that'd be a nightmare, because right now one of the benefits of the AR is you have the lower and you can pop on any upper you want. You can have a 5.56, you can put on a 300 blackout upper, you can put on a 6.5 Creedmoor upper, whatever you like.
That would take, I believe they'd be going a bridge too far on that one. We'll see. I'll tell you about that when we get back. We're heading into the next break, of course. And Dan is the editor-in-chief of a website called thetruthaboutguns.com, a very prolific website, a very prolific aggregator of news, covering everything from what you carry around on your daily basis as your carry gun and everything else, political, gun reviews, self-defense situations, all kinds of stuff happening on the Hill. You get the picture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
A report on alleged FISA abuse from the Department of Justice Inspector General could be out by Friday and could reveal what launched the Russia investigation. It'll be looking into the allegations that the FBI and DOJ used FISA to launch a probe into Trump campaign aide Carter Page. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins on Fox saying he's going to withhold judgment till we have all the facts.
The IG report is going to show what it's going to show, and I believe it's going to have a lot more than most people are aware of, because you're seeing the players who have been involved in it squirming on stage, and we'll see how that comes out.
Lawmakers hope the report's going to answer questions about the legitimacy of the investigation into the president's 2016 campaign and its relationship with Russia. At least 75 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the Los Angeles area as the Saddle Bridge fire continues burning. Evacuees had a chance to go home over the weekend, with the fire now 43% 100% contained. It was sparked Thursday night, shut down a number of freeways and closing some schools that are back open today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You did the... did a weekly roundup where New York City gun law is about to, shall we say, be spotlit?
It's going to have a very bright spotlight put on it in December, and we can't wait. Obviously, it's the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York, and the last effort to prevent the arguments from happening failed when the Supreme Court decided that they would take up the question of whether the case is now moot at the same time that they hear other arguments, you know, the regular arguments in the case. The city changed the law, trying to sidestep the case, trying to make the case moot so that the court wouldn't invalidate it because it's an egregiously anti-Second Amendment unconstitutional law, and I think they know that, which is why they really didn't want it to come to oral arguments. But that's going to happen. Now, the court could technically still declare the case moot, but people who know more about these things than I do are betting that that's not going to happen.
Why is this important?
This is important, number one, because the law is, again, egregiously unconstitutional. Basically, anybody who owns a pistol in the city of New York can't take it out of the city. All they can do is take it to one of six or seven gun ranges within the city limits of the city of New York to shoot it. Other than that, they can't take it to New Jersey. They can't take it to Westchester County. They can't take it to Long Island. They cannot transport that pistol outside of the city.
What happens if they move?
You know, I don't even know the answer to that. They're probably SOL. I don't know.
They just leave the handgun in the apartment when they leave?
Yeah, with the bottle of olive oil under the kitchen sink, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they got to legally have to turn it into the police. I have a feeling they just leave with it anyway, as a practical matter. But I don't know what under the law is supposed to happen. But besides the underlying law itself, the real fear of gun controllers is that the Supreme Court will apply strict scrutiny to this, meaning that they will require the government to show that it has a compelling interest in restricting an enumerated civil right. And that's something that really hasn't happened before in Second Amendment jurisprudence. And what that means is that gun control laws will have to meet or jump over a much higher hurdle in order to stand. That could bring down gun control laws in a lot of places around the country. That's their bigger fear. What might happen there. So we've all got our fingers crossed. And the question is, which way is the new middle swing vote? Chief Justice Roberts going to rule on something like that? You know, is he going to try and split the baby? Who knows? We don't know. The good news is one of our contributors, a friend of mine here in Austin, is a member of the Supreme Court Bar, and that means that he has access to preferential seating in the courtroom there, which is going to be packed that day, and he is going to be there for the arguments and writing for us and reporting back. So we'll have that information for our readers.
Is he going to stream it? Is he going to have a GoPro and he's like aiming it around, walking around, trying to get the selfies? Okay.
They're awfully strict about,
I guess,
electronics in the Supreme Court chamber. He can bring in literally a pad of paper and a pencil. No phones, no Apple Watches, nothing that could record anything.
Gotcha. Okay. I saw this, and I mean, I'm fascinated by this story, but you guys did a book review about the man-eaters of Tsavo, which has been immortalized in the Ghost in the Darkness. Were guns controlled in Africa during that period of time? Why were the British hunters the only ones that had guns? Didn't that make the Africans, didn't that make them sort of plums for those lions?
It probably did. You know, unfortunately, I've never read that. I've never read that book, and I have not seen that movie, but a whole lot of our readers have. That book review is written by Michael Arnold, one of our regular contributors, who is, I believe, a history professor in Georgia and an avid hunter. And I had not heard of the book or Patterson, who wrote it, but his life was incredibly interesting. And I will be reading that book.
Well, read the book before you watch the movie, because they make Michael Douglas has a character in that did not exist in history.
Really?
He plays a big game hunter that didn't exist in the actual story. But these lions, they were both males, but they had no mane. So they looked like females, but they were males. And
I saw the photo. We posted the photo at the top of that post. One of the two man-eaters that he killed. And I had assumed that was a female lion because there was no mane.
Yep. That, I think that's sort of a characteristic of the Tsavo males for some reason. I don't know why they can't grow their mane out, but that was, depending on who was doing the counting in the book, the lions consumed, 28 people that were working on the railroad, and they don't know how many Africans, native Africans, but most of the people that were working on the railroad were imported. They were all Indian, I think. So, from India.
Yeah,
India's
right.
From India. So,
yeah.
that book, and you can see the man-eaters. They're enshrined at, or in, whatever. They are on display in Chicago.
Right.
In the Field Museum.
I'd heard that. That's pretty interesting. So you have read the book and you've seen the movie?
I've read parts of the book and I've seen the movie, and I've read extensively about this stuff and everything. And in the movie, they make out like the lions eat like 200 people. And I don't think that's factual. But they find one cave that's just piled straight to the ceiling with human bones and all this other stuff. And even the fictional character of Michael Douglas goes, "This is not what lions do." And Val Kilmer is the Val Kilmer. When he was still Val Kilmer, he plays Colonel Patterson. So
he's not Val Kilmer anymore.
Well, he's aged. I mean, that happens to all of them. He was still looking like Iceman back then.
I see. Yeah, I can't wait to see him in the new Top Gun movie.
I'm wondering if he's the one that dies, because I see a picture. I see Tom Cruise banging his wings into a casket.
I don't know.
That makes me wonder if that's part and parcel of it. Because John Hamm is the Top Gun guy, so.
Oh, is he really?
From what I've seen, but anyway. Coming up on the next break, this is live radio. I just love it. It just goes in all directions. Just love it. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com, where, I mean, this is just coming off the front page. This is the kind of variety in stuff out there. It's a very entertaining place to go. It's a very informative place to go. There's a couple things you'll find out that you've never seen before, and there's a couple things that'll vindicate what you already believe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yes, yes, yes. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Have you ever run a gun with a Boyd's gun stock, Dan?
I have shot a shotgun. Yes.
What do you think of them?
I thought it was great. It was on a Remington 870.
I rebuilt one with a Boyd's gun stock, but it was, I think mine was from 1979. You can tell it. Got it.
It was
an old 1979, cop gun. And I mean, it had been put in so many clamps, the wood had it was dented.
Yeah.
And I had to put the stock on it and it changed it. You know, it's one of those old, what do they call it? Something wing, I think. I can't remember what it was. My son told me. My son's like a walking encyclopedia of gun knowledge. I am not, so anyway.
Oh, one of those Wingmaster shotguns?
Wingmasters, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, those old Remy's are nice.
Yeah, they are. Back to business, of course. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. You guys put out a article that I think sometimes for us as Second Amendment advocates, which means we're pretty conservative all the way across the board. We're for small government. We're pro-life. We're a bunch of just good old natural, fundamental live and let live type of outlooks, right?
I think that's generally true. I think gun owners tend toward the center right, and they mostly are live and let live type people, maybe even to the point of being conservatarians in a lot of cases.
Conservatarians. That's a new one. I like that. I like that. Yeah. So you guys put out you put out an article sort of to remind people about the misconceptions of what it is to be a gun owner. This is called Three of the Most Common Prejudices Against Gun Owners. Let's see, this is by Jay Chambers. What did he have to say about this stuff?
I mean, there are so many misconceptions about gun owners. Everything from genital size to having lucky to have sex with family members and that type of thing. The elite members, quote unquote, of the media love to perpetuate that kind of stuff. But Jay outlined three of the most common misconceptions about gun owners, and I thought he was pretty perceptive. He started out with, of course, all gun owners are far right wingers.
What does that mean to be an extreme conservative? In the era, I mean, there's no Democrats. They're all leftists.
Well, you know, in terms of most anti-gunners, which tend to be on the left, and the media, which tends to be on the left, any extreme conservative these days is somebody on the order of, like, Ben Sasse or a Lindsey Graham, who anybody else would consider, you know, moderately conservative or center right. Everybody falls into the bucket of extreme conservatives. But the fact is, there are hundreds of thousands of people who own firearms who would consider themselves moderate and liberal. There's the Liberal Gun Club. There are Pink Pistols, which Armed Equality, which are LGBT gun organizations, many of whose members, I'm sure, are on the left. So pigeonholing all gun owners as quote unquote extreme conservatives is a dangerous game. It's just not accurate.
What about our violent tendencies?
Yeah, well, that's mostly projection, I think, on the part of anti-gunners. You know, I think a lot of them don't trust themselves with firearms. I think they're scared by firearms, and they're scared by what they might do if they had a firearm. So they immediately assume that gun owners must be the same way, must be violent. The only reason to have a gun is if you secretly harbor dark thoughts in your heart and want to hurt somebody with it. Therefore, you're violent. Therefore, you shouldn't have a gun. I think that's where a lot of that comes from. And that is, of course, insane because the statistics show gun owners are statistically more law-abiding than the general population as a whole. And also, since the early 90s, as the number of firearms in the country has doubled or more, the violent crime rate has plummeted and is at historic lows. And just last week, the FBI came out with its latest violent crime statistics for 2018, and they dropped, I want to say it's 3.3%. Some of it could drop by 7%. I don't have that in my head, unfortunately. But they did fall again. And we are at generational lows in terms of violent crime in this country. And again, that's at a time where we have well over 100 million gun owners, and we've got twice as many guns as we had a generation ago out in the country. There's more than one gun for every American. I bet they're closer to two guns for every American. And even though surveys say that only about 42% of the households in the country own guns, I think the real number is probably at least half. A lot of people aren't going to answer that question. Anonymous pollster calls them up and asks if they own a firearm. So, yes, more people own guns than ever before. More people are carrying guns and are licensed to carry firearms than ever before. A lot of people live in states, so there's 16 states where you don't even need a license to carry firearms anymore. And yet violent crime has never been lower. So all this talk about gun owners being violent is poppycocked, to be genteel about it.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's the racist component.
Well, yeah, Of course, that goes back to the other thing, you know, every gun owner must, of course, be racist. And of course, everybody's racist these days. You know, if you disagree with a left winger on any aspect of any topic, no matter what it is, you're a Nazi, you're a racist, an Antifa member needs to like nothing more than to crack you over the head with a tire iron. So it's just another way of demonizing people with whom they disagree. And they disagree with gun owners as much as anybody else. And therefore, if you have a gun, you must have a gun because you harbor ill will toward people who are a different color than you are. Never mind the fact that a huge percentage of African Americans own guns, a huge percentage of Hispanics own guns. You know, it's the whole panoply, the whole gorgeous mosaic, to quote David Dinkins, of America owns firearms. Does he think they're all racist too? I don't think gun owners are any more racist than the population as a whole.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, we are running out of time. I get a kick out of just thinking about that's absolutely all of that's projection. But that's beside the point. You can catch Dan and everything that Dan does and everything that Dan oversees at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where he plies the trade. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me, sir. It was a pleasure.
Likewise. We got hour number 3 inbound. When we get back, I get to rant for about an hour. We'll see where that goes. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.